Hi, Tom.
Hey, Paula.
So what's up?
All right, so I have a 201 available right now, which is an ISI-1 GIA. Nice make. It's excellent polish, excellent symmetry, no fluorescence. 10.1 by 6.9 millimeters, roughly.
10.1 by what? I'm sorry.
6.85.
6.85.
And this is 11,500 for the diamond.
Okay, that gets me into a better position. Okay. How about the bow tie? Is it like?
Minimal bow tie. Yeah, well cut stone.
Okay.
There was another one that caught my eye that I like, at least for, again, carat weight, I know sometimes is important to people.
Yep.
Without actually seeing things, then, at least it's a nice comparison. I have a 221, which is an ISI-2 GIA. Now, it's 100% eye clean, Paula. I know you'd question me on the ISI-2. I just looked at it. It's definitely eye clean.
Okay.
This is, again, really nice make. Excellent polish, excellent symmetry, no fluorescence. What I like about it is as you go up in carat weight, there's really not much that would keep you within that number that you were
Right.
trying to stay. This one's only 12,431, so it's priced right. Of course, that's because it's a little bit lower in the clarity. And the measurements are great on this. It's a little bit of a different shape. That 201 is a little bit longer. This is a 10 millimeter by 7.1.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So just a slightly
Okay.
different ratio, which, again, it gives your customer, I guess, something else to, see what he gravitates towards as far as the overall shape and make.
Okay. Can you by any chance send me the reports on these two guys? Do you
Sure.
have them? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to throw me into a curve. You're going to throw me one that is a VS2 that may be an I VS2 GIA. Yeah. And let me know what you've got in that. I want to give him something that's higher in price and more what he's looking for. So it would be an H or an I. And I don't care how much it costs because that's what I'm going to present to him too. I know I've got this
Okay.
HSI-1
See, I did have one.
13.5, which was a 2.01. But yeah, let me just.
Well, I'll run this one by you then, Paula. So I looked at it. It looks great. And the only knock on it for you is that it has faint fluorescence, but it doesn't affect it at all. So we have a 202. It's an IVS2 GIA. Excellent polish, excellent symmetry, faint fluorescence. This is 12,726 for the diamond.
Okay. What is the
Now
measurement on
this
this 202?
so this measures 9.5 by 6.9. And this
Okay.
is a
I'm
really,
wondering
really
if he
pretty diamond.
realizes that these things are really big. I mean, I had a 9.7 in the container, and yeah, these are really huge. I hate to say it. Give me something that's under a 2, because I don't think he realizes how big a 2 is. I had in the box a CZ that was a 9 by 7
Okay.
oval, and I thought it was too big for somebody that has a size 5 and a quarter finger size. I mean, it just looked massive.
Yeah. So, well, I have a 163, which is an IVS2 GIA. This is 9 by 6.7 millimeters for 7,500.
All right.
That's a really nice diamond. If you're thinking a little bit smaller.
Okay. I'm going to map these things out and see where I want to be. And let you know if he's around for tomorrow. Do you have anything else in the 1.7s or something that is like a G or an H or something like that, a VS2, or just all of these are I's?
Well, I was just sticking with the I's because of the, you know, going in yellow. I do. Well, I have a 171 available, which is a GSI2 GIA.
No, I don't want to get into the SI2s unless it's,
okay,
like major beautiful. Okay. They've done too much homework. So, you know, do you have any other things that are in the GVS2?
There's a 170 FVS2 that we have, which is a bigger spread. It's 9.6 by 6.4. And this is 12,283. So if I mean, I can theoretically find you a GVS2, Paul. It's probably going to be right, you know, in that price range.
Yeah, in the 12. Okay. So let me see what's cooking. And, yeah, I think the H or the I's are the ones to stay in. Yeah. Let me see what's going on with him. And I'm going to draw these out, as I said. So I think what's going to happen, I'm going to work with his mother next week because I really got to get this a little closer to fit into some kind of price point with him. So, yeah. At this, the IVS2, the 163, fits in, and a 9 by 6.7 is pretty close to what I had out here with the 9 by 7. I think it was a 9 by 7. That's what I want to check, too. So I'm doing all of this, like, not thinking about it right at the moment. So I got to get my head back in gear and see what's happening. But obviously, the 8 or 9,000 is going to be a better price point for everything that he wants to be. And I mean, I don't add much at all to these fucking diamonds. That's why I don't like selling them. To tell you the truth, I love when people come in with them. Plus 35%. That's about all you can get. Correct. Correct.
You can get more. I mean.
No, I can't because I want to stay in. I've got to get him in the ring and on the other diamond, so I can't. All right, so that brings it up to 12.150 for that 1.63. Yeah, okay. That one fits. That one would fit into where he needed to be. So,
Well, I have that one available. I can send it to
okay.
you.
Okay. Just do me a favor and set that one aside for right now because I am going to draw that one out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, I'll put it aside for you right now.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll get back to you when I see what's happening. I'll get in touch with them too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. All righty.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
All right. Bye.
Bye.